Blog Talk Radio.
Quiet. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam. Okay, brother. May Allah bless you with a good show.
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay.
Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We're going to start the Juma. In just a moment, we're going to call the second Adhan and go ahead and start the Juma today. We're very happy to be a part of the Juma and to answer the command of Allah and attend the Juma somewhere, whether it's at the masjid, preferably at the masjid, or by phone. We have people who call in. Sometimes they're ill. Sometimes they just can't make it out to the masjid. A lot of times they have family members, children, and it's a big headache for the mother. She may be expecting or something to get out to the masjid. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and start the Juma. And then we'll present to you what we're going to be doing today. We're in Los Angeles, California, and I am your imam for today, Muhammad Khatib. Let's call the adhan, which is actually the call to prayer, and get started. Don't hang up. Stay on the line.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي الصلاة حي الصلاة حي للفلاح حي للفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
Brothers and sisters, again, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. That is the greeting given in Arabic. And
kind of quiet noise
and start out opening up the Juma with the what's called Khutbah al-Hajja. This is the authentic opening that Prophet Muhammad, the praise and the peace be upon him, used. And he said, Alhamdulillah, Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min sharuri anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And to translate this beautiful opening into English, we say, truly praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray. And whomsoever Allah leads to stray or astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, the one and only. He has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger, Allah's servant and Allah's messenger to all mankind. Brothers and sisters, again, we are happy to see you, hear your voice, know that you and your family are doing well in this day of great testing and stress, trauma, and nonsense, drama, foolishness, but also a day of great victory and happiness for us as Muslims. And that has a lot to do with what we're going to talk about today. And one of the things we wanted to talk about, not just for today, but for, and what we want to do is remind the Muslims of something very, very true and that Allah has sent to us to remember. And what we're going to be talking about for the next foreseeable time, at least the next month or so, at every opportunity, is this. And this is our, like, it's more like a mission statement, I guess, but it's a subject. And it says that the best expectations and life results for every Muslim comes with living personally and willingly inside the words, teachings of the Holy Quran, and learning and expressing teachings and living practices of Prophet Muhammad's sunnah, his ways, his traditions. Peace be upon him. Brothers and sisters, we're really being tried and tested all the time, even just natural life experiences. You know, you live, you got to go out and take care of yourself, earn something so you can feed yourself. I don't care if you're a farmer, you got to grow it, you got to work hard to make gain and to have something to for nutritional strength and something for profit. So we go and we work hard and we try to help ourselves and feed ourselves and take care of our families. And that's just the way it is. That's nature. Learn, we have to practice what we learn. And that's just nature. But in a society of many, many people, millions of people, the more people, the bigger the test. Everybody is working hard to try to get his hands on the same. Stay on the line. Don't hang up. We got a call coming in. We're going to see if we can reach them. Don't hang up. We're going to see if we can get this other caller in.
Hello. Okay. Call from.
So we're not receiving collect calls, so we have to hang up on that one. And I hope that our other caller is still there. We're going to call, add a call. And we do this ourselves, you know, and we try to make sure that we can get in all the callers that call. And all praise to Allah. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah that we were successful to getting the other callers in. And we thank Allah whenever we can do that, because it's more than a notion to run some of these new phones, you know. And we thank Allah that we were able to merge them together, yeah, until the conference call. And this particular system, it'll hold, I think, about 5 lines. And then we have other phones that are also on the line, other phone lines here that are available. And we were just talking about the fact that, you know, we're being tested in life. There's always some sort of test. Even if nobody bothered us, if there were no craziness going on in society, no, you know, madness, no lying, no stealing, no drug dealing, no drinking, no gambling, even if none of that was going on, we still would have to take care of ourselves and look out for ourselves and our families and do all the things that would give us more strength and more nutrition and give us some time, some decent time in the life of the world. But we are being tested in today's societies, and we do have, you know, situations that will come up that will really test your strength, your decency, your morality, your dignity, your intelligence, your wisdom. It'll test you. And you have to be prepared. You have to learn, and you have to remember, and you have to remember the best things. And the best things to remember is the teaching that comes from on high, that comes from the Creator through his messengers, his prophets that he sends to us. That's why we always say that Allah is the greatest, and we bear witness that Allah is great, and that there's nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah. But we also say, and we believe, or we bear witness that a messenger comes, that Allah has a messenger, and his name is Muhammad. And we believe that that Muhammad is Allah's messenger, his final messenger, his greatest messenger that he sent for us. He's greater than all of the other names that we know. We know Adam. We know Noah. We know Abraham. We know, Joseph, David, Solomon, all the prophets, you know, Jesus. We know all of those great men. But Muhammad is the best, peace be upon all of them and peace be upon him, because he fulfilled his mission the best. He did everything that was expected of him, and he went through tremendous trials. He went through all kinds of tests from near relatives and old friends, you know, and people who said that they believed in him and trusted him and would trust him with their valuables and everything. But when he started teaching this religion called Al-Islam, they became very discouraged. They became people who would, you know, turned on their ugly faces, said bad things about him. And they tried to blow out the light that was sent with him, blow out the message, you know, stop the people from hearing the message of Al-Islam. And they would turn on their faces. They would make faces at him and show him frowns where they used to show him smiles. And so Allah had to encourage him. And what Allah encouraged him with was the Holy Quran. Allah encouraged him, encouraged Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, encouraged him with Allah's divine word, Allah's divine truth. And Muhammad obeyed that truth. Muhammad followed that truth and obeyed that truth. And he lived that truth right in front of the people so that everybody could see that a man could live what Allah sent, what the divine being sent to life, to society, to the earth, to be lived in the way that he wants the life to be lived. Muhammad proved that, peace be upon him, proved that it could be lived. And he did that better than Moses, better than Abraham, better than Jesus, better than Abraham or Solomon or David or even Adam. Better than Noah. He did that better than all of them. He was the most, he's called the most beloved of Allah because of his ability to live Allah's word and to give leadership and to take the torturous punishment that his family and friends and society gave out to him to discourage him. Allah says, I mentioned a minute ago, they would blow at their mouths. Allah says they would lie on him, say bad things about him. But Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُتِيمُ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرِينَ or كَافِرُونَ. That no matter what they say, Allah says he made the divine will. He made a divine decision or divine way that would shut them down, stop them, even though they would hate it. Yeah, it says, and then there's another verse that says that whenever they said that, whenever they did something wrong, they would say that they found their fathers doing that, and that's why they do it. And then some of them would even say, well, God wants us to be this way. This is our way of life. This is our tradition. And the Creator wants us to live that way. But Allah says he never, ever will for mankind to be wrongdoers. I'm going to read you that in Arabic if I can find it right quick. It says, وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا fahishatan kalu wajadna aleha bada wa lahu amarana biha. Why am I saying this in Arabic? Because I want to encourage you Muslims to not just be trapped, and it is a trap, to just be trapped in the language of the Western world or the American society. Don't be trapped in English or Japanese or French or Spanish or any of that. You want to have the convictions that will allow you to be encased in, closed in, living in, trapped, if you want to call it that, in what Allah says. That's divine language. That's higher than what man says. You don't want to learn what Allah says? That's Arabic. It's Allah's word. The Holy Quran, Arabic. It's even better than regular Arabic or street Arabic or social Arabic. This is divine language, the Holy Quran. Allah's words is higher than man's words. Any man, any people, any society. That's what you want to have in your soul. And this is part of what we're going to talk about today and for the long time to come, inshallah. And this is what I believe I've been, you know, trying to talk about, but Allah just blessed me to really realize that we need to strongly just hone in on what Allah says and what Allah has given us. And he gave us his own words for us to live. He gave us his commands that he wants us to live, and he sent them through a human being like us, but better than us, so much better than us. He's better than all the other human beings that we always say are so great. We say, oh, Jesus is so great. Moses is so great. Abraham is so great. Jonah is so great. Adam is so great. But what Muhammad lived, peace be upon him, is greater than all of them. And he came with a book. This book is all of the knowledge that Almighty God wants you to live in the form of a book, the guidance that he wants you to live. And this book gave rise to even more guidance. Quran is the book of Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, said, if you hold on to the book of Allah and my way of living the book of Allah, his way of living it, he said, you'll never go astray. So here is knowledge that is better than what Moses brought or Jesus brought or Adam brought or Noah brought or Solomon or David or any of them, peace be upon them, John the Baptist, any of them. Because this is a book that is in our hands right now. They've been trying to destroy it for 1,400 years, and they have not been successful. This is a book that made a man that could not be destroyed. His reputation could not be destroyed. His example could not be destroyed. His direction and his ability to live this message could not be destroyed. We have all of that in our hands right now, brothers and sisters. So the mission of Muhammad is safe, and Allah promises it will always be safe, that Muhammad will always be the messenger of Allah, his greatest messenger, his final messenger, who brought the completed message, so the actual living of the messenger is completed too. It goes on, but I mean it's completed in the fact that no other person will ever be able to come behind Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for to the end of the world and say that he's a messenger who has better guidance, better ability to live Allah's truth, and that he is someone that everybody needs to say peace be upon him because he's so wonderful and great and did such a great job forever. There's nobody like that. Only Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him. So whenever we talk about him, we always say peace be upon him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he did a great job. And he's helping each and every one of us each and every day, even though his physical body is gone. If you try to live like Muhammad, brothers and sisters, you will be successful. You'll be successful in any society because you'll be living better than them. You'll be thinking better than them. Your language will be cleaner than them. Your behavior will be better than them. You won't be robbing and stealing and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Your life and your death will be better than anybody in any society for the rest of all of time because you are following a man who forever will be the messenger of Allah and completely lived exactly like Allah wants a human being to live, and his example is established for all time. I know that was a mouthful, but it's a true mouthful. And we need to be living it. So we don't have any excuse. If we do any wrong, we cannot say, well, we found our fathers following it, even though in this society, the so-called founding fathers and the media fathers, the social fathers, the judges, the lawyers, the teachers, the philosophers, all of them want you to follow what they say. And when I say they say, trust me, they have made up so much stuff that if you follow what they, you carry what they carry, you'd be doing nothing but carrying around a bomb that's going to blow you up eventually. Because they carry what they call truth mixed with falsehood. And that is not allowed by Allah. The Holy Quran is a pure book. It's the pure book. In fact, one of its names is Al-Haq. Kitab al-Haq, which means the truth. One of his names is Mubin, which means it's very clear and pure. One of its names is the book that is so pure and clean it can heal you by studying it and reading it and believing in it and following it. It's a book that has been revealed for us to learn, to recite, and to practice forever. It is a book that sets us apart from what the people in the society are doing and saying and talking about, even their highest leaders. You, what you say from the Holy Quran, what you repeat that you read in the Holy Quran, and what you know of the life of Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, and you need to know more about him, what you say is better than the so-called highest people in any society on the planet. I know you don't believe that. That's your problem. Your problem is you think you can't be all that. Well, Allah has made you all that, and you will be all that if you would just get up and do it, if you would just try, if you would just obey Allah, obey what's in the Holy Quran. Every letter in the Holy Quran is a blessing for you. If you would just obey what Allah has in the Holy Quran, he'll give you 10 blessings for every letter that you read, that you learn or listen to. That's what Allah will do for you. That's how valuable the Holy Quran is. Our problem is we don't think we're valuable because the sissy slave masters, former slave masters, told us we weren't valuable, told us we were no good, told us that we'd never be any good. They lied to us. They tricked us. Why are you going to trust these people that are a criminal, criminals coming to your house and kidnapping you and taking you to far off lands, never to be seen again by your kinsmen? We're blessed that we do see our kinsmen when they come over here or we go over to Africa, but we don't know them. I know you see somebody every day that look like somebody you know, and when an African comes over here, I know when he walks up and down the street and go to the African-American or the black neighborhood, I know he see people that look like people back home where he comes from. Well, that's where you were brought from. That's where your ancestors were brought from. Same place. This person might be your 19th, 20th cousin or whatever. Depends on how long your people were captured, you know, because slavery history, the crime of kidnapping and enslaving people, that's hundreds of years old. Some of it's 500 years old, but your people might have got captured 300 years ago. Somebody else, 400 years ago. Somebody else, right at the beginning of the slave trade in the 1500s, 1400s, like that. Yeah, when they say Columbus was sailing the ship, Columbus had some slaves too. He sure did. But because this society has this, the media that and the religion that builds up white power and white religion and white societies and white culture, you think everything they say and everything they've told you, you think all that's real. Unfortunately, it's still in the school systems being taught as being real, as being worthy of being repeated, as being worthy of being taught to our next generations. Well, I'm here to tell you, and the scripture tells you that they're liars. They're liars. They try to tell you about Jesus. They try to tell you about Moses. They try to tell you about Almighty God himself. And if you ask them for a description of Almighty God, they'll start describing how they look, how the Europeans look. They'll start describing the white skins, drawing pictures of it, and telling you, you better be afraid because they just got so much power. And they'll tell you that you don't rate, you don't deserve to have that power. And if you be good, you might go to heaven. But how often do they show anybody that look like you flying around with bird wings on, all that falsehood? You and they lied to you. And the only way out of this, the only way out of this falsehood that they've got us living in, you know, they taught us to hate ourselves. They taught us to hate each other. They, in their wicked minds who hated us, taught us who to hate. And the ones they taught us to hate was our people that look like us, our own kind. They weren't teaching you to hate them and to fight them, attack them. No, no, never. But they taught you and their own kind to see you as nothing, to see you as somebody who was a slave or animal or a beast or something. In fact, they treat animals better than they do humans, better than they did the slaves. Yeah, they kiss their dogs. They pay money, big money for dogs. They got life insurance on their dog, hospitalization insurance on their dog. The dog can walk across the street and all the cars stop. You walk across the street, you better look out. They'll run over you, and if they hit you, they'll keep going. Because they got that devil in them. They got that devil in them, and that devil comes from deep in their false religious teaching. So they false religious teaching, that devil religion, tells them that everything up in the sky that looks like the European people, that's godly and divine and perfect and beautiful and wonderful, and you should want to be like that. And that it rules and it masters over everything else that doesn't look like it. You know that's true, but you don't know how it works on the mind, how it goes in like hypnotism and works on the mind and breaks things in there, damages things in there, cripples things inside the mind so you can't function like a normal, can't even function as good as a dog or a cat or a cow or something in a lot of cases. Because they have spent time, and their devil scientists have spent time trying to break our minds so we can't function in a normal family situation or in a normal life in society. Yeah, don't do nothing for ourselves, but we were trained and shaped to do everything in their behalf or for their good. I hope you're listening and haven't fallen asleep or something, because this, if you're going to be awake any time during the week, you should stay awake during Juma, during the time when we're telling you about how the devil is coming at us, but how Allah is saving us. And Allah will win. And Allah says about us, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that we will win too. The believers will win too. Brothers and sisters, don't let the society fool you. I don't care if they got big buildings, a lot of money, and armies, guns, and stuff that blow up people, and connections all over the world. That's how the devil has to do, because he only gets a chance to do his thing in the life of this world. He's not going to be in the hereafter in the heaven. He's not going to be in the paradise. Whenever somebody dies, we say, may Allah have mercy on them, forgive them their sins, and admit them in the paradise. We never say that about the devil, because he ain't getting in the paradise. So he know he got to do his whole hoodoo, his whole trick thing, his whole fake religion, all of his lies and schemes and devices, evil devices. He got to do all that in the life of this world on you. He can't do it on Allah. He can't do it on no angels. He can only do it on people. So he do it on you. And the people he say he hate the most is the people that look like you and I that come from Africa. And so how can that be? Oh, I just can't believe that. That's your problem. He got you where you cannot think against him, but you always thinking against yourself, unfortunately. So we Muslims are using the Holy Quran to clean out our minds and to make it right. Yeah, we're brain, not only brainwashing, we're brain changing. We have changed the language from what Shaitan is telling us to talk about and to do and to be and showing us on the TV and in the movies and in the songs. We're changing from that. We're boycotting it. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, he said, renounce the world, get away from the world, turn against the world, hate this world. The scripture says that you got to love Almighty God. And he says that you should love your fellow man as you love yourself. Scripture tells you that. And scripture also tells you if you hate God, that's death. But the life of this world teaches us to hate God but love weed. I heard a girl today saying, how much he selling that weed for? And the guy told him he was selling it for $150. I think he said a pound or something like that. $150 for something that's going to damage her brain further. Already silly, even wanting drugs. Marijuana, cocaine. I think the cocaine's up to like $1,300 an ounce or some crap like that. Fentanyl, heroin. These people want Satan and his followers, his children. Jesus called them the children of the devil. They make money off of enslaving you. They make money off of crippling you. They make money off of selling you lies, chemical lies, which is those drugs, spiritual lies and financial lies, gambling, wanting to win, spiritual lies, political lies. Right now they're telling you to be politically wise and be politically, correct, be politically correct. They're lying to you. You see how they're falling and failing and backstabbing each other and tricking and playing and losing and missing and not being able to be successful in the simplest of things, to run the city or to run the town, or can't do nothing without racism and hatred and backstabbing and lying on each other. You see how miserable they're failing. Why you want to follow them when they're telling you that what they're doing is correct, when you can see with your own eyes, hear with your own ears that they're not correct? What they're doing is not correct. It's failing. You can hear and see that the results of what they're doing is nothing but lies, nothing but falsehood, nothing but foolishness, ignorance. Brothers and sisters, the thing that we're going to be talking about, and I'm talking about it already, but I'm going to tell you what the words are that Allah blessed me to put together to remind you of who we are and what we're doing. It says, best expectations and life results for every Muslim comes with living personally and willingly inside the words, teaching of the Holy Quran, and the learning and expressing the teachings and living practices of Prophet Muhammad, of his sunnah ways, peace be upon him. We would believe that what Allah has sent us in the Holy Quran and in the life of Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, is the only thing that will help us, save us. It's the only real thing going on. It's the only real thing. You know, they always tell me they got the real thing and the good thing and the best thing and all that. They're lying. If we would believe that what Allah has sent is the real thing and the best thing, the only thing, the highest thing, the healthiest thing, the most sensible thing, the thing that will make us rich inside and out, if we would believe that, trust me, you'll begin to see it happening to you. That's what you'll see. Just like you see these men building these buildings and redoing the streets and driving new cars and all that, they're doing that off of physical effort. They're doing that off of political effort. They're doing that off of material effort. But where should their morality be? Where should their decency be? It should be for everybody. But do you see them trying to really help you? They don't care about you. They came here to replace you, to take your stuff, and they brought drugs with them to knock you out, knock you out the way. And unfortunately, a lot of people think, oh, okay, that's cool. I'm going to sell me some dope, too, so I can come up. Everybody's coming up with dope. I'm going to come up with that, too. And they made movies to tell you how to do it to yourself and to hurt people with. They made movies that told you to go out here and stand on the corner and sell dope and then give you guns to protect your corner with. That's not your corner. It's not even your corner. You don't run nothing You're brought here as a bunch of slaves, and you still haven't picked up any true instrument for liberating yourself. Jesus told you 2,000 years ago, peace be upon him, he said, if you learn truth, if you learn truth, that means, that includes learning how to think with the truth, how to live inside of truth. If you learn truth, the truth will set you free, will make you free, will liberate you. That the truth will, only truth will liberate you. We can say that only the Holy Quran will liberate you. Only the Holy Quran will liberate you. You ought to be telling yourself that. Only how Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, lived, the truth will set you free. Because the world tell you that Jesus, even Jesus couldn't get set free with that truth. They don't say he was successful. Read about, brothers and sisters, go to your little Google phone or find some of the books that will tell you how the people that Jesus was sent to that were called the Jews, see what they think of Jesus, and then tell me whether or not you think that he was successful in his mission. He ended up calling them devil, children of the devil, vipers, snakes, poisonous snakes, liars and hypocrites. He called them that. And you know what they call him? They say he ain't even holy. They say he ain't from God. That's what the Jews who Jesus was sent to help and to redirect them or turn them back to what Moses taught them about, don't worship nothing but Almighty God, not money, not your own vain desire, your own will, because they got the world. They got together and taught the world that they was God's chosen people. If Jesus told them they was not God's chosen people but children of the devil, who are you going to believe? That show you how tricky and slick the rascals are. They're rascals. You know, rascals are a word that means devil, little devil. That's what rascal means. Look it up in the dictionary. Don't be lazy. Learn language. If you're going to learn English, learn it so much so that it's truth that's in there available. You know it. And you can't be fooled because you'll get the book, sit down and study it, read it, and see what good of it is for you and what is not for you in the English language. We so lazy, we claim we study and speak in English, and we don't even talk the best of that. They say that you so bad at speaking English, they don't even call it English. They call it Ebonics. What up? Will you help me? Can't even talk. But you don't want to learn divine language, divine Arabic? The words of Almighty God sent to you through the man that was the best and the cleanest, the most honest man. I know people that live in the alleys, brothers and sisters. They're not supposed to be living like that, and you know they're not supposed to be living like that. But you pass right by them and see them in the alley, no food to eat and all that stuff, because of what this society allows. They don't even bring them a shower truck out there or something, or put nothing on the corner for them to stay clean when they know that without clean water and soap, disease is going to thrive. They know disease will live without cleanliness. They got it in the scripture that says cleanliness is next to godliness. But you see them trying to rush something to keep clean? No. They're rushing, they're allowing, the politicians tell them it's okay to smoke dope. The politicians tell them it's okay to have cigarettes. The politicians tell them it's okay to have the little cigarillos that the kids try to get. Now they're dying even in grade school because the parents got drugs at home and the kids get it, take it to school or eat it at home. And the little 4, 5, 6, 7-year-old is dying from overdose from chemicals that the so-called smart American, so-called smart English, is letting come and be sneaked across the border, welcoming everything from across the border, but neglecting its own house, neglecting its own citizens. And why not? You weren't considered a citizen anyway. Only Allah is the one who tells you that oppression is forbidden. It's right inside the Holy Quran. You need to read the Holy Quran, brothers and sisters, so your brain can come up instantly so fast it'll make your head swim. You'll say, how did I get so smart so fast? The Holy Quran will condition you. It will make your brain better than any brain that you can see. Look around you and see all the brains that think they're so smart, but they're so dumb. They're smoking, they're drinking, they're gambling, they're lying, they're shooting, they're killing, they're raping, they're murdering. They're doing all kind of crazy stuff. Do you know the number one country in the world, on the planet I'm talking about, for child abuse and child rape and child trafficking? Mexico. You heard me right. Letting them bring you dope. You're comfortable that China's shipping dope ingredients to them for them to stir up and sell when they live right next door to you? Would you be comfortable if some alien or some kind of criminal you know was going in and out your next door neighbor's house all the time and they got high explosives and guns and drugs and murderous instruments? Would you be comfortable? You would be sleeping well at night? No, you wouldn't. Well, that's the situation we're in right now. China's importing the ingredients that's needed for the Mexicans to stir up, shape, fashion, produce, package, and sneak into our country from right across that border, which is only 100 miles from here. 2-hour drive. You need a new way of life. You need a new way of thinking. Otherwise, you'll go completely nuts because that's too much of a burden for your mind to bear, that you got neighbors and people live right in your environment that you see every day heading you off and taking benefits that you should be, by all rights as a citizen, have. You're here to blow up if you don't get a new head. And when I say a new head, I mean you need new ideas. You need new thinking. You need new patterns of thought. You need the reality. You need truth. You need the truth so you can be free, so you can get liberated and think healthy, think real healthy. You know, the Quran, one of its names is the book that will heal you. The book that will heal you, the book that will make you see right, the book that will make your thinking the best thinking on the planet, the book that will make you listen to what Allah says and be converted and healed and strengthened by that. The book that will let you, Allah says, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lilnas ta'maruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. The book that will let you be part of or make you one of the best people on the planet, a benefit for everybody else on the planet. Inviting and seeing. How you going to invite and you can't see what's right? Inviting to what is right and forbidding what is evil. So it's a criteria. Book, one of the names of the Quran is a criteria, that which can let you be able to judge rightly between what's right and what's wrong. I hope you haven't fallen asleep. I know my voice probably has some kind of little melody to it. But stay awake at the Jumu'ahs because that is the central organ where we all meet together, a central place where we all meet together and listen to that which will be for the good of our whole community. Everybody in our community is told to stop what they're doing on Jumu'ah and go and listen. Praise Allah for what he's doing for us, what he made available for us, and listen to the khutbah so your mind can be purged of all of this cancer and poison, leprosy. The scripture talks about that. That you have. The words of the society will give you leprosy. Leprosy is like a disease where there's damage to your brain, spots in your brain. And it really talks about nothing but lies that has contaminated your truth. The Quran casts out truth. Allah says, La yati hil batilu min baini yaday wa la min khalfi. That no falsehood can even approach it. No lies, no damaging thing can even come near it. from any direction. That's what it said about the Holy Quran. Don't you want to put that in your heart and mind and soul thinking every day? And you'll see how the nonsense will begin to die in your environment. And even if it don't die close to you, you'll watch it die. You'll be looking right at it and you'll say, yeah, of course falsehood is going to die. Allah's promised that falsehood must die and is by its very nature bound to perish. You read that verse in the Quran. By its very nature is bound to die, to perish, because it's not really alive. It's an evil. It's a filthy, funky disease. And Allah says this Quran will take the diseases out of you. Take the diseases out of you. Don't you want to be a pure person, brothers and sisters? Don't listen to this society that says you can't be pure. You are 1,000 times purer than the average criminal enslaver and his children. You are 1,000,000 times. Imam Maududi, Sheikh Maududi, one of the translators of the Quran, he said that the average police officer is better than a Supreme Court judge in these Western societies. So the average Muslim police officer, so the average Muslim good person is better than a Supreme Court justice, a Supreme Court judge in one of these Western societies. That's what Sheikh Maududi said. He ought to know. Can translate the Holy Quran, speak Arabic, Quranic Arabic back and forth, know all the history of the Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, and tell you everything about that man's life. Brothers and sisters, don't throw in with the unbelievers. Don't throw in with the unbelievers who have proven that they're criminal. People that look like us don't come from this part of the world. I'm not talking black and white. I'm talking about evils done against the African people, and I'm one of them. They did some horrible things against my father, mother, grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, great-great-great-grandparents, great-great-great-great-grandparents. Is that enough? I'm literally talking about thousands, tens of thousands of people that are kin to me that these rascals did evil against. Now, do you ever think about stuff like that? If you do, you're thinking rightly. And that will motivate you, that will prompt you or motivate you to say, you know what? I'm not going to give these fools my all. Slavery stops here. It ain't going to be around me. I'm not no slave. And the only way you're not going to be no slave is to put your head in this Holy Quran and in the life of Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him. Yeah. Only way. Allah says, this day have I perfected your religion for you. That was the last public address that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did. Big address. Huge address. I believe it was on Mount Arafat, and I believe it was the month of Muharram, the 10th day, I think. Not sure. I'm not positive. You look it up, because we all supposed to be studying. But that verse says, this day have I, and this is in the fifth chapter of the Holy Quran, Al-Mu'ida, the table spread. There's Ma'ida says, and part of verse 3, I do believe. Let me check that. Yeah. This day have I perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. I'm going to read it again. This day have I perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you. Favor, what is the favor of Allah? He likes you. He prefers you, affects you, he trusts you. This day have I perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam, al-Islam, as your religion. Brothers and sisters, we better wake up. Allah says, don't fear them. That's the right same thing Jesus said. Renounce them. Cast them out. To heck with them. Don't follow them. Boycott them. turn away from their ways. That's what it's talking about. Allah says, live al-Islam. Nothing but liberation. Nothing but truth. Nothing but benefit. If Allah says that we can benefit all the people of the world, how much more do you think Allah will benefit us if we are his closest friends? Muhammad and the followers of Muhammad are Allah's friends. Allah inna awliyallahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Behold, on the friends of Allah, there is no fear. There shall be no fear, nor shall they have cause to grieve. That's what that verse is saying. You better be a friend of Allah. You better start trying to be a friend of Allah if the world has lied to you and convinced you that you're not. Because they even lie to us and tell us we the friends of the devil, or we are the devil. We are the cause of all their problems. They got big buildings. They got airplanes. They got armies. They got submarines, navies, forces, banks, all kind of markets, commodity markets, all kind of crops, all kind of millions and millions of farm animals, billions. Fine houses, beautiful clothes, lots of land. And he's still friends and children of the devil? Brothers and sisters, you better turn away from them. They're not happy. They're not satisfied. They're never happy. They're never satisfied. That's why they still have the gall to punish you and to hate you. Hatred. Them, Allah's in the Quran. One of the prophets said, Oh Allah. Wipe them out and their children, because they'll do nothing but breed wicked, ungrateful ones. Kill all of them. That's what the thing was saying, the verse. Verse in the Quran. If you read the verse in the Quran during Ramadan, you better try to remember more and practice what you remember. Remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing you can do. What Allah says, you can't go get Allah for yourself, take control of Allah. Allah is inaccessible, but he's everywhere all the time, looking right at you, listening to you all the time, got all power over everything, everywhere, and is never tired in any way about anything. He is most high, most great, got all power. If you be his friend, he'll bless you with a lot of that, more than you can handle. You'll be amazed. You'll say, how can these goodies be happening to me? How can all these good things keep happening to me? Brothers and sisters, I don't want to go over the time. But I get so happy sometimes, you know. But don't listen to these people. This is, وَإِذَا جَعَلَ فَاهِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا أَبَاءَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا. This is whenever they do anything that's evil, they say, we found our fathers doing this. So in other words, this is a society of traditions. They will continue to do what they've been doing. There's no end in sight. They say that we found our fathers doing this. We see that our fathers were successful in the life of the world doing this, and we're going to do the same thing. And then they say, besides, do this. See, their false religion tells them that it's okay for them to do, and it's okay. They're okay doing the stuff they do to people. Murder. Homosexuality, abortion. Their fake religion tells them all that's okay. Even the Pope tells them, you might have heard it on the radio yesterday or TV, just leave them alone. Just leave people alone. Just let everybody. In other words, he was saying, just let everybody do their thing. Even if it's the devil, even if it's the devil, even if they're causing havoc and disgrace and craziness all over the world, just let them do their thing? Well, brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, they ain't going to do their thing to me if I can help it. And Allah says, you don't have to help it. He says he'll help you. And no one can defeat Allah. And they will not defeat his followers. That the prophet and all of the believers will be successful. That's what the Quran says. We're going to go into the second part of the talk. I hope I did a halfway decent job today. But this is just one in a series of the continuation of the thinking and the type of thought and the language that Muslims must have to survive in the life of this world and anywhere. No world, no enemy, nobody can come against Allah. Allah says falsehood cannot approach it from any direction. If you're completely fenced off against falsehood, devil can't get you. You know truth from what's from. You know truth from falsehood. You know doing right will win. You love doing right. You feel better when you do right. You like thinking right. You want everybody to think right. If they will only think right. Sometimes I hear my family members say, why do they keep doing, why does the world keep doing this? Why does this keep happening? Allah told Satan he can do anything he want to do. But he told him, you will not be successful against my servants. And I want to be one. I practice it. I constantly want to please Allah. Allah told Shaitan, you can do anything you want to. Go ahead with your arm and your infantry. He said, but you will not be victorious against the believers. Ila ibadika minhumul muklasin. You get all except those who are sincere and purified. How do you get that? Read the Holy Quran and try your level best to live it. And it will, you'll become more and more interested in it, more and more attracted to it, more and more one with it. And you'll be purified by it. The Quran purifies you. It is a book of purity. It will cleanse the diseases out of you. Everybody wants that. Everybody in their right mind. But we're going to go into the second part of the talk, brothers and sisters. Don't hang up. And we'll continue our talk today. Very happy, always happy. Juma is to build you up, strengthen you, encourage you, bless you to see right, live in the light, stay in the light, remember Allah and everything that you do, obey Allah, give you strength and power, and you'll see that if you just look around and just listen, you'll see that these people are blind, dead, dumb, astray, lost, confused, scared, traumatized. That's why they can trick them and say, oh, follow us and live politically correct, because they know that the people have been made stupid by the same people that are telling them to be right. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-khair al-mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And that just means praise be to Allah and peace and blessings be upon his prophet Muhammad. The prayers of peace be upon him and his family and his companions and all of the believers the world over. It pays us to believe, brothers and sisters. It pays us to be believers. We're advanced by being believers. We're helped by having this faith. There's nothing else that's going to save you. I know what they be promoting. I know what they tell you. They tell you to drink the blood, eat the body, wear the cross, go to confession, feel sad and sorrowful and just give up and just surrender because you're going to die in sin and on and on and on. You don't have no true deliverance. And if you just believe in the sky, people, you'll go to heaven, and that's what's going to save you. And he loves everybody. And his own so-called followers on the earth are telling you to let everybody be among you. Don't be telling the homosexual to get away from me, dude. Stop acting like a woman. You're a man. You're a male. Get away from me, man. Stop switching around me. Stop injecting yourself with breast implant and breast builders and stuff. Get away from me. Get away from me, man, with them drugs. You don't tell nobody that? Why are you acting like that? You don't have nothing in your mind that tells them to get the drugs away from you and stop switching around you? You don't have nothing in you that says, what a horrible thing. This lady had 5 kids and aborted them all. You don't have nothing in you that tells you that that's wrong? You don't have nothing in you that tells you that wino and the drunk who's puking all over your yard or your car or something, that's something wrong? You hear the politician lying and saying stuff that your little kids know better than to do, and you don't think that's wrong? Somebody tells them to fear God or to fear religion and act right like they got some sense, and they curse them out because they don't care about religion. They don't care about doing good. Screaming and hollering, oh, God, help me. And the fools still shoot them, still stab them, still beating the heck out of them with his little gang or crew. People are supposed to be singing music, but you know that what they're saying and singing is not right, threatening each other through music. So-called music, calling each other terrible and horrible names, that's cool? People bringing drugs, how drugs get in your neighborhood? You know how they got there. You don't think nothing's wrong with that? The politician's saying he's not giving you no regular reports on how they're going to stop these savages? That's cool? That's okay? Allah doesn't say it's okay. All those things that we talk about in the Holy Quran are forbidden, but they call haram. To wear your clothes too tight is haram. I saw a lady today, clothes is tight. And you figure if you can see her legs at her knees, then just above the knee is more flesh. And she's switching around, and just above that is a little bit more flesh. And just above that is a little bit more flesh. Then just above that, she got the opening to her organs inside her body, where the devils, they go crazy for that organ. Male or female. People that can't think right, they don't want to be a male. He's a male, don't want to be a male. She's a female, don't want to be a female. Then when she find a girlfriend, she calls the female girlfriend a man. The husband. You don't think nothing's wrong with that? Allah forbids that. Allah forbids them bringing drugs and alcohol to you, and everywhere you go, you drive by stores and stuff and see it on the wall or see it on the sign. Come in here and get the drugs. Come get the alcohol. We got the scratchers for you. They're very crazy, brothers and sisters. I hope you haven't gotten so comfortable in this society that you think that what they tell you is okay to do. No matter what it is. Yeah, they order an abortion like they're ordering food or something or some clothes. Go to any corner, any alley, and get drugs. Had relatives who overdosed on the drugs, and the average person don't think it's that big of a deal. They just tell you, you just got to watch out for yourself. Brothers and sisters, you do have to watch out for yourself. But use the book that teaches you to have a vision that is so clear that you can readily see right from wrong. And you have been advised to follow the right and forbid the wrong. You are people that Allah has put together so that the world has people like that who will tell you don't do what's wrong. Only do what's right. And believe in the Creator who has given us the doctrine, the criterion, the ability, the judgment to judge between what's right and wrong instantly. And has given us a man who can tell us, who has shown that it can be lived and have preached it all his life. We need more people like that, don't we? Don't be afraid of this world. Don't be afraid of this world. May Allah bless us and have mercy upon us. We're going to close, brothers and sisters. And we're going to close. Allahumma salli. Inna Allah, excuse me. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu salli alayhi wa sallimu taslima. That means surely Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. And O you who believe, do you likewise and give him great salute. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alayhi Muhammad. Kama salli ta'ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim. Inna kahamidu majid. Allahumma barik. Alayhi Lay Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidum Majid. Rabbana have Lanham and his wives, you know, as Uriyati and Kurata Aynan, Wajavala Mutakina Imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring. Give us wives and children who will be a comfort to our eyes. In other words, don't let them be trapped by the life of the world and they fighting against us and we trying to save them and the world, providing for them, working hard, acting right, and they won't listen. Oh, man, that's painful. So we're asking Allah to give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to us, and give us the strength to lead in righteousness, through righteousness. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala qawmi kafirin. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything that we may have done that transgressed our duty. Establish our feet firmly and give us strength against those who stand against faith. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of the hellfire. Amen. Akim as salat, brothers and sisters, that means stand for prayer. And we always have the person, the muazzin, he's called muazzin. He's the one who calls us to prayer. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hayyala salah, hayyala salah, hayyala al-falah, hayyala al-falah. Qad kamal as-salah, qad kamal as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Okay, that means that we're going to stand up for prayer, and we're going to line up, put the foot shoulder to shoulder, and then we make the prayer. And I don't know if I mentioned it or not, but today is October 6th. This is the Jumu'ah day, October 6th. And in the Islamic calendar, this is, I'll give you the date in 1 second. Well, inshallah, we'll get it. But we're going to stand and make the prayer now, and then we'll be Islamic date. I'm looking at it now. It's this 22nd of Rabi al-Awwal. 22nd of Rabi al-Awwal. Islamic calendar has 12 months also. And we have days that are sacred. We have days that are where it's forbidden to do craziness. Forbidden, brothers and sisters. Do they have that in the United States? Do they have that in England, France, Portugal, Spain? No. You can do all the devilment you want. Nobody going to say nothing. If you did it right there at the Vatican, the Pope will say, don't bother him. I know he's homosexual. I know he's switching around. I know he's got on a thin dress. But leave him alone. Everybody, God loves everybody. But society can't tolerate everybody. Don't you know that? Society cannot handle the weirdness that some people do, the insanity, the crime that they do. So may Allah have mercy upon us. We're going to line up, be shoulder to shoulder, and make the Salatul. This is the Salatul Jumu'ah. It's 2 rakat, 2 units of prayer. And we're dedicating ourselves totally to the Creator, the worship of Allah. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرا باسم ربك الذي خلق الانسان من علق اقرا وربك الاكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الانسان ما لم يعلم الله اكبر
يعني الله لمن حمده
الله اكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس مالك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الذين يقتلون الناس الله أكبر
سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الحمد لله لا إله إلا الله أكبر تكبير الله أكبر تكبير الله أكبر تكبير الله أكبر
Whenever we say takbir, we're just telling everybody to say that to say Allah is greater and more important than anything. I mean, after all, Allah is our creator, and to him all praise is due, all thanks is due. Brothers and sisters, we appreciate you joining us today, and we ask Allah to have mercy upon those of us who are ill and those of us who are in the hospital, and make us well again and return us to our family and have mercy upon us, and to bless those who have returned to him who died, and have mercy upon them and their families, and to have mercy upon the person who passed away, forgive him his sins, and admit him into paradise. We're asking Allah to strengthen us and guide us, brothers and sisters, and keep us Muslims in this place where if we were the people who were in charge of this particular society, all this foolishness would not be going on. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you and your family, and be in this for the long haul, brothers and sisters. Don't get tired and don't get dispirited, because these people show no end to their mischief and their nonsense, but we have to be strong so we can keep our culture and our religious thoughts together, our religious thinking, our religious ways, our culture. Alhamdulillah. Bless you, brothers and sisters, and may Allah bless your family forever. We're going to close now, and we hope that you will share what we're talking about with others. Let them hear this, brothers and sisters. I'm not ashamed to say these things, so don't be ashamed to play these things for somebody else so they can hear. If you're ashamed, you got to stick your head, down, drop your head down, say, he's the one talking like that, not me. I hope you don't be that weak. But brothers and sisters, I know you're not weak. But brothers and sisters, let us be strong and let us be happy to be Muslims. So happy to be Muslims and stay the way of the course and follow Allah and his prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace upon him all of our lives, and teach your children. The prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you have a duty to teach your children this way, al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah.